الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه لا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا ملة بعد ملته ولا سنة بعد سنته أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب وقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله له خير وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاكرين والشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama kiram, respected elders, most beloved guests of Allah Ta'ala, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once sitting in the companionship of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum when the Nabi of Allah made a statement. So he says to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that ajaban li amri al mu'min. How wonderful, how amazing is the affairs of a believer. So that statement in itself doesn't mean much. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are still listening. But what is the Nabi of Allah saying? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. In every state that a believer finds himself in, there is goodness. وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And this is only for a believer, not for a non-believer. So every state, we know the states that a person generally finds himself in. You can find yourself in a state of happiness, a state of grief, a state of anger, a state of joy. So the states with positive connotations, it's pretty much self-explanatory and straightforward. Okay, there's goodness in a happy state, there's goodness in a state of joy, but what possible goodness can there be if a person finds himself in a state of grief, sadness, depression? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. That there is goodness in every state that a believer finds himself in. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarifies it to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and he says, that in asabathu sarra'u, if good fortune befalls a mu'min, something good happens to him, he receives good news, then shakara, he expresses gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fakana khayran lah, and in that there is goodness for him. The goodness in the actual news is a secondary thing. The primary goodness is that he expressed gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ. And if misfortune befalls him, صَبَرَ. He is patient, he perseveres. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And in that there is goodness for him. From this hadith of Sayyidina Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that there is two states that a believer should continuously find himself in. The state of sabr and the state of shukr. Either showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or either showing sabr and patience. And these two things, respected friends, are not contradictory. Rather, a person can find himself simultaneously, meaning at the same time, in the state of sabr and in the state of shukr. With regards to sabr, ulama mentioned that there are three different types of sabr that a person can make. The first type of sabr that a person can make is as-sabru fi ta'atillah, persevering in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By way of example, you hear the alarm at the time of Fajr Salah. The sleep is pulling me, it's pulling me. For me to overcome that sleep, to wake up, to make wudu, to come to the masjid. That is perseverance in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-sabru fi ta'atillah. After salah is finished, I can either go out, go to my car and go home, or I can perform my sunnat salah. For me to overcome that laziness, to perform that sunnat salah, and then go home. As-sabru fi ta'atillah. The second type of sabr that ulama mention is as-sabru an maharimillah, persevering in staying away from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. Especially during this season, during this festive season of ours that we are currently experiencing. As-sabru an maharimillah, persevering from staying away from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. To go to a gathering that we know with the intellect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is un-Islamic. But my family is going to be there. My friends are going to be there. To stay away from doing that, to stay away from going there, why? For my Allah. As-sabru an maharimillah. We say it continuously with our tongues, that Allah can see everything. Allah sees everything. Allah hears everything. But to actually bring that into our life, that to live my life in such a manner where I believe with yaqeen that at every moment my Allah can see me. It's not just lip service. Yes, Allah can see me. But to believe it in my heart, if I truly believed it, that my Allah can see me at any given time. As-sabru an maharimillah. This will lead a person to persevering from staying away from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. And the third and greatest form of sabr is as-sabru inda al-bala. For a person to have patience, for a person to have patience at the time of calamity. That when bad news reaches a person, somebody passed away, somebody met into an accident, somebody's car got stolen, somebody's house caught on fire, whatever it may be it a mayyit or somebody is very sick, for a person to have sabr in that moment, to not question the infinite wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is as-sabru inda al-bala, for a person to have patience at the time of calamity. There's a verse in Surah Al-Ra'd and in Al-Jami'u li Ahkam al-Qur'an of Allama Qurtubi, he brings the following narration. The rawi is Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that إِذَا كَانَ يُومُ الْقِيَامَةِ نَادَى مُنَادٍ, that on the day of Qiyamah, an announcer will announce that لِيَقُمْ أَهْلُ الصَّبْرِ, that O people of sabr, come forth. فَقَامَ أُنَاسٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ, a group of people will rise, a group of people will come forward. فَقِيلَ لَهُمْ انْطَلِقُوا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, it will be said to them, go to Jannah. So they'll go. And as they are going, تَتَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, the malaika will meet these people, will meet this group of people. And they will ask them, that إِلَىٰ أَيْنِ, where are you going? Why? Today is the day of Qiyamah now. Everybody needs to wait. Everybody needs to wait for Hisab. Everybody needs to wait for Kitab. Malaika will ask them, where are you going? قَالُوا إِلَىٰ الْجَنَّةِ, they will reply to the malaika that we are going to Jannah. Malaika will be shocked. أَقَبْلَ الْحِسَابِ, that before Hisab you are going to Jannah? يَقُولُونَ نَعْمُ, they will say, yes, we're going to Jannah before Hisab. Malaika will be even more surprised. They will want to know now, who are these people? They will ask to them, مَنْ أَنْتُمْ, that who are you people? They will reply, نَحْنُ أَهْلُ الصَّبْرِ, we were the people of sabr. Malaika will ask them again, كَيْفَ صَبَرْتُمْ, how did you show your sabr? How did you practice that sabr? قَالُوا صَبَرْنَا أَنفُسَنَا فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, we persevered in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَصَبَرْنَاهَا عَنْ مَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ, we persevered in holding back our nafs from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prohibited. وَصَبَرْنَاهَا عِنْدَ الْبَلَاءِ وَنَحْنُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, and we were patient at the time of calamity when we were in the dunya. Malaika will then say to them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ أُقْبَ الدَّارِ, that peace be upon you for all the sabr that you have made. فَنِعْمَ أُقْبَ الدَّارِ, there's your Jannah, and what a wonderful abode is your Jannah. These are great, great, great rewards for sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, that the people of sabr will be given their recompense بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, without hisab. So this can have one of two meanings. Either the rewards for people of sabr is so much that it cannot be counted. There is no hisab for it. And the second possible meaning is like follows the meaning of this riwayat, this narration of Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that a person of sabr will not even have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give hisab for all the deeds that he did in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the sabireen. There is a story, there is a narration about a senior tabi'i. His name was Abu Qilaba al-Jarmi rahimahullah. Just to give us a brief insight as to how senior this tabi'i was. So who is a tabi'i? A tabi'i is a person who lived as a mu'min in the era of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So one generation after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those are the tabi'een. So amongst the senior tabi'een was a tabi'i by the name of Abu Qilaba al-Jarmi. He was the khas student of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. He narrated a hadith from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and various other sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. From the famous ahadith that he narrated, many a times on Friday we'll hear the hadith in the khutbah that arhamu ummati bi ummati Abu Bakr wa ashadduhum fi amrillahi Umar. That hadith was narrated by Abu Qilaba al-Jarmi rahimahullah. He is a rawi, a narrator who appears in every single major book on ahadith. So Abu Qilaba al-Jarmi, this story is with regards to him. It's a story of our topic today, a story of shukr and a story of sabr. The narrator is Abdullah bin Muhammad. Al-Auza'i narrates from Abdullah bin Muhammad, who's narrating the story. He says, "Kuntu murabitan." I was a murabit. Now who is a murabit? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu. Oh you who believe, make sabr and make ribat. Now what is ribat? Ribat is very, very similar to jihad. Jihad is where Muslims go and attack lands to bring them under the Muslim empire. Ribat is where Muslim soldiers go to guard and to patrol those lands which are already in the control of the Muslimin. So Abdullah bin Muhammad says, I was a murabit, meaning I am patrolling the borders of the Muslim empire. وَرِبَاطُنَا يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَرِيشُ مِصْرَى. So their ribat on that time was in Egypt. Egypt and Syria, that border. So he says, I got detached from my squadron. فَإِذَا أَنَا بِالسَّاحِلِ. And I am on the shore. So a place where the desert meets the ocean, in the corner of one border somewhere. Very, very, very remote area. فَإِذَا أَنَا بِبَطِيحَةٍ. All of a sudden I see a dune. وَفِي الْبَطِيحَةِ خَيْمَةٌ. And in this dune was a tent. Now this is very, very, very suspicious activity. Especially for a person who's patrolling the borders now. All of a sudden hidden between the sand dunes, there's a tent here at the border. What's happening? Says, I crept up to this tent. And I heard some kalam coming from within the tent. I heard a person saying, Allahumma, Allahumma auzi'ni an ahmadaka hamdan ukafi'u bihi shukra ni'matik allati an'amta biha alayya wa faddaltani ala kathirin mimman khalaqta tafdila. That oh Allah, auzi'ni, enable me, empower me, an ahmadaka hamdan, to praise you in such a manner, ukafi'u bihi shukra ni'matik allati an'amta biha alayya, that will reflect my gratitude for the favors you have bestowed upon me. وَفَضَّلْتَنِي عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْتَ تَفْضِيلًا. And you have granted me abundant virtue over majority of your creation. So Abdullah bin Muhammad says to himself, I was shocked when I heard these words, that these are such great words. I want to go and find out. He says, I promise myself, لَأَتَيَنَّ هَذَا الْخَيْمَةِ. I will go to this tent and I will find out about these words. أَعِلْمٌ يُقْرَأْ أَمْ إِلْهَامٌ أُلْهِمَا. Did this person read these words in some kitab? Is it a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? أَمْ إِلْهَامٌ أُلْهِمَا. Was he divinely inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to utter these kalimat, to utter these words? Says, فَأَتَيْتُ الْخَيْمَةَ. I went to that tent. فَدَخَلْتُهَا. I entered it. فَإِذَا أَنَا بِرَجُلٍ. And in that tent was a man. قَدْ ذَهَبَ يَدَاهُ وَرِجْلَاهُ. He had lost both arms and both legs. وَذَهَبَ بَصَرُهُ وَسَمْعُهُ He was blind, very very hard of hearing, almost deaf. فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ جَارِحَةٍ تَنْفَعُهُ إِلَّا لِسَانَهُ The only limb of his that was working, the only bodily function of his that was working was his tongue. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ And he was still reciting these kalimat, that اللَّهُمَّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَحْمَدَكَ حَمْدًا أُكَافِئُ بِهِ شُكْرَ نِعْمَتِكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ بِهَا عَلَيَّ وَفَضَّلْتَنِي عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْتَ تَفْضِيلًا Says, فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ I made salam to him. He replied to my salam. Then I asked him that, Ya Abdullah, O servant of Allah, tell me something. What great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what great fadilat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are you expressing your hamd, are you expressing your gratitude, your shukr for? Can you not see what condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has you in? Says this person replies to me and says, For wallahi, I take a qasam in Allah that لو أرسل السماء علي نارا فأحرقتني. If a thunderbolt, if a bolt of fire has to come from the sky and burn me, engulf me in flames. وَأُمِرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَدَمَّرَتْنِي If the mountains have to be commanded to crush me, وَأُمِرَ الْبِحَارُ فَغَرَقَتْنِي If the ocean has to be commanded to drown me, وَأُمِرَتِ الْأَرْضُ فَبَلَعَتْنِي And if the earth has to be commanded to swallow me also, مَزْدَدْتُ لِرَبِّي إِلَّا شُكْرًا It to all these circumstances, all these scenarios, مَزْدَدْتُ لِرَبِّي إِلَّا شُكْرًا will serve only one purpose. That's for me to increase the amount of gratitude I'm showing to my Allah لِمَا أَنْعَمَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ لِسَانِي هَذَا Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted me this tongue. Then he says, وَلَكِنْ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ لِي إِلَيْكَ حَاجَ However, I need a favor. Can you please do me a favor? He says, of course. Who can refuse to do a favor for a person in your situation? Tell me what favor you need. He says, كَانَ لِي بُنَيٌ I had a son. إِذَا صَلَّيْتُ فَيُضِينِي When I wanted to perform salah, he used to make wudu for me. What wudu? Just to wash the face. Just to make masah. There's no other limbs. Says, إِذَا صَلَّيْتُ فَيُوَضِّينِي When I wanted to perform salah, he'll make wudu for me. وَإِذَا عَطِشْتُ سَقَانِي When I get thirsty, he gives me something to drink. And when I am hungry, he gives me something to eat. وَلَكِنْ فَقَدْتُهُ مُنْذُ الثَّلَاثَةِ أَيَّامِ However, for the past 3 days, I haven't seen my son. I lost my son for the past 3 days. Imagine this insan is blind in the middle of nowhere. For 3 days, he didn't eat, he didn't drink, he couldn't even make wudu. But still, he's continuously reciting this kalimat, that, oh Allah, I'm making shukr. For 3 days, he didn't have his son, he didn't have anything. So Abdullah bin Muhammad says, I went out in search of this man's son. And I didn't go too far. فَوَجَدْتُهُ بَيْنَ قُثْبَانِ الرَّمْلِ I found him between two mounds of sand. قَدْ افْتَرَسَهُ سَبُعٌ وَأَكَلَ لَحْمًا The wild animals, the predatory animals of the desert had killed him, had eaten a portion of his meat already. He says, فَغَسَلْتُهُ I made ghusl of his remains. فَكَفَنْتُهُ وَدَفَنْتُهُ I covered a kafan for him and I buried him. Then now I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to tell to this old man? Says, I go back to that tent. Says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired me to narrate to this man the story of Ayyub alayhi salam. So I entered this tent, I made salam. He heard my voice, he says, أَلَسْتُ بِصَاحِبِي Are you not the same person who came to me earlier on? Says, Bala. Says, what have you went to look for my son? In reply, he says, Who? He asked this man, Who is greater, you or Ayyub alayhi salam? So this man says, of course, Ayyub alayhi salam. And it's a very lengthy narration, there's no time of it now. But he asked him all the different tests, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ayyub alayhi salam. And after each one, he asked him, how did Allah find Ayyub alayhi salam? And this man is replying, وَجَدَهُ صَابِرًا وَجَدَهُ صَابِرًا He found him to be very, very patient. شَاكِرًا He found him to be very, very, very grateful. حَامِدًا He found him to be very, very praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So finally he says to him that, you know what, I found your son bayna kuthbani ramli, between two sand dunes. The predatory animals have eaten most of his body. I buried him. Says immediately this man says, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَمْ يَخْلُقْ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي خَلْقًا يُعْصِيهِ فَيُعَذِّبَهُ بِالنَّارِ. All praise is due to that Allah who did not create from my progeny such a creation, such a child who will disobey Allah and then be punished in Jahannam. See that I was in charge of the tarbiyat of my child until he left me 3 days ago. He was performing his salah. He was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he passed away in that state. Alhamdulillah. See, thumma starja'a. Then he says, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And he passes away. Abdullah bin Muhammad is saying, so I'm sitting at the head of this man and I'm crying. When all of a sudden, four horsemen came. The ulama of Sham. They're coming towards me. And I got this man here, I got his head covered, and they asked to me that, Ya Abdullah, ma qissatuhu wa ma qissatuk, that what's your story? We lost you so long ago, and what's the story of this body you have with you? It says, فَقَصَصْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ قِصَّتِي وَقِصَّتُهُ. I narrated to them the entire day's events, whatever had transpired. So they're still sitting on their horses, and they say to me, اِكْشِفْ لَنَا عَنْ وَجْهِهِ عَسَىٰ أَنْ نَعْرِفُهُ. Expose for us his face, maybe we'll recognize him. He says, فَكَشَفْتُ عَنْ وَجْهِهِ فَانْكَبَّ الْقَوْمِ. He says, I exposed his face. Immediately they dismounted. فَجَعَلُونَ يُقَبِّلُونَ عَيْنَيْهِ وَيَدَيْهِ. They began kissing his eyes and the stumps of his hands. I asked them, who is this person? They say, هَذَا أَبُو قِلَابَةَ الْجَرْمِيِّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ صَاحِبُ بْنِ عَبَّاسِ. This is Abu Qilaba al-Jarmi, the khas student of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Everybody wanted him to be the judge. They wanted him to be the qadi of Sham. Faharaba. They wanted him to be the governor rather. Faharaba. However, he fled and nobody knows. And nobody knows where he went. This was the story of Abu Qilabat al-Jarmi. Abdullah bin Muhammad says, I went back to my ribat. I went back to my squadron. And I went to sleep. Fara'aytuhu fima yaran na'im. I seen him. I saw him in a dream. في رودة من رياض الجنة, in a garden from the gardens of paradise. وعليه حلتان من حلل الجنة, wearing two garments from the garments of paradise. وهو يتلو الوحي, and he is busy reciting this ayat. سلام عليكم بما صبرتم, سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار. So I asked him, أنا لك هذا, how come you got such a big, such a great jannat? فقال, he replied to me, يا عبد الله, إن لله درجات. Indeed, there are such levels by Allah Ta'ala, la tunal, that can never ever be reached, illa bis-sabri 'inda al-bala'i wa shukri 'inda al-rakha, except by these two qualities, by having the quality of sabr and having the quality of shukr. So respected friends, in the entire story of Abu Qilaba al-Jarmi, not one time he said he's making sabr, or not one time the word sabr was used. It was just words of shukr. Yet, the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him was the reward of sabr. What does this teach us? That sabr is something that we internalize, and shukr is something that we externalize. Sabr and shukr. It makes no sense for a person to sit with me and I complain to him for 15 minutes about all my various different problems, how it's not going my way, and then finally to cap it off the full stop, but anyway, I am making sabr. That is not sabr. That in itself is against sabr. Remember, respected friends, sabr is something that we internalize between us and our Allah, and shukr is something that we externalize. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us to be from amongst the sabireen, from amongst the shakireen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.